Yeah, hello, how are you going? I just got a good. You have supplied me with internet at. Have you got any? Can I give you my address or what do you want me to give you? Adrian Cox is my name. Yeah. You won't get Adrian Cox, COCKS. And. Four oh six, yeah, yes, Wonderlick, yeah. Now, I applied to get the internet. You sent me a bill for X dollars and then $300 for a connection because of the mob that did it. And then I got an email back to tell me that I didn't have to pay it. I've got an invoice from you. I'll give you the invoice number. Sorry, two ticks. I've just noticed I've missed a bit of stuff out. A new development charge, it's called. Now, I need to talk to Lydon because I'm not inclined to pay for it. They've stuffed me around something chronic. I've had my son-in-law here about 12 hours this week trying to get the whole thing sorted. Through no fault of probably yours or mine, if the mob had done the thing right, but they informed you that the $300 was not required. Do you know about that? Yep. Yeah. Well, there's two or three in emails ago. I was told. I got an account from you for $300, and then I got another one, email from you a day or two later, or the next day, that $300 wasn't, that was incorrect. We didn't have to pay You did, your company. Yep. Can you see that? No, from your company. Yeah. Just have a look. Yep. I'm being very pedantic and I'm getting pretty pissed off about the whole thing. So, yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Well. No, I when I signed up, I was prepared to do it. Well, no, then they said I didn't have to do it, so I've gone ahead and done everything. But I mean, it's Lydon. Yes, but it's taken from Monday till yesterday morning, for it to happen. And I had a son-in-law who's been trying to sort it out for me for. Been here three or four nights in a row, spending a lot of time trying to sort it out. But I don't think if they tell me I don't have to pay it, that's their problem. Well, Airtel were told that we didn't have to pay it. Should I find the invoice? I'll try and find the email that you sent me. Hang on a sec. Let me find out. I may have got rid of it. That's what worries me, but you should have a copy of it. You send it to me. Oh, well, you can take a refund. You can get Lyman to ring me. I'll sort it out. Yeah. Yeah, just say I won't pay it. I was told I didn't have to, and I'm not prepared to. Yeah, well, maybe I'll get something else then because if they're going to be fucking around with me like that, they can get stuck. Brand new building. No, it's a brand new building. Yeah. No, mate, you don't need. If you're telling me, I'm not having any complaint with Airtel. In fact, I thought the people that in your office helped us out dramatically. So, not, I haven't got an issue there. Yep, okay, I'll do that. That'll be better still, because I mean, I've paid a lot of money, and there's a lot of things that haven't gone right in this place, and this is one of them. I mean, Lyman fucked us around. I mean, your technician spent hours trying to sort it out. Did you? Yeah, Ashley. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes, it's definitely working. And yeah. But it cost me $100. I mean, I had to get another 120 or something gigabyte of to run the television while, you know, Lyman. Well, I had, you know, I couldn't get the connection going. Yeah, I've got Beyond, which is, yeah, and I get 400 gigabyte, but I ended up going through about 140 or 50 gigabyte in that week, and you know, yeah, was using it like there was no tomorrow. Just, you know, I wanted to what, just one. I don't know. I've never used that much ever. I've had this thing, you know, when I shift. No, well, something, believe you me, it was going through it, because I was concerned I wasn't going to be able to see. Well, I wish I hadn't seen it anyway. The doctors would get thrashed. I had 57 gigabyte ready to watch it, and then when I went to go to watch the football, it had come down at 27, 57 or something. It had come to about 22. Then my son-in-law gave me another 100, so I had, and then by the end of the football, and I watched a bit of other stuff, I only had about 40, 41 or something left, and then I got another 50 off him, and, you know, not knowing when. Oh, well, it was $70 for 400, and if you got, if I wanted 5 gigabyte off them, it cost me $10. Yeah, no, I don't know. No, it was more than that in a week. It was just going through it. Everything I watched, and we didn't watch that much telly, I can tell you, but it was just going. I've never seen it. I've had 400 gig for since last December. And I've had 1 month in that whole period where I used more than 400. And when I got here, I think I had 170 odd gigabyte. And I've used 270. I think it worked out 270 less what I had left. I think I had about 27 or so, 28 gigabyte left on yesterday morning. So everything I've been watching has been going. It's just you can see a gigabyte going down on Beyond. Belong, I mean, not Beyond, Belong. Yep. Yeah. Horrific. No. Yeah, well, It's been, and it used to, yep. But it used to cave in on me all the time, stop momentarily for 5 seconds or 10 seconds or so on and so forth. But anyway, that's another, but I'm happily to say I'm not in it anymore. I've got about 200,000 bloody Telstra shares. I've got a fairly big holding of them, but anyway. Okay, if you just tell them to see me about paying for it, because I'm quite happy to have an argument. Yeah. Yeah. If you've got my number, just give us a buzz and I'll I'm not stressing at all. I haven't got any issues, let me tell you, with Airtel. In fact, I've just given your name to somebody in the building and said that you people did a very good job for me. So hopefully you'll get some more business. But I'll push that as much as I can because you guys help. But, I mean, I, as I say, I'll have a talk to this other mob because it's just not fair. I'm sick of being pushed around. I've never been pushed around in my life, and this bloody thing here is a joke. Okay, I'll leave it to you. Yeah. Yep. Okay, will you? Now, let me ask one question. Someone said that Airtel is an Indian company. Is that correct? Yeah. So you're the man, are you? Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. No, that when I got told that you were Indian firm, I'm sure that they didn't want me to use them. So that's probably why I was told. But I thought I'd just double check. So I'll let people know that they're not. Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, I used to get involved a bit with a couple of deals with mining in India, and in the end, anyone I was involved with, if they didn't pay us some money, I wouldn't do anything, because you know they could do $100 million deal, and not give you a cent, and they'll just screw you for 5 years and 3 years, and then they'll just walk away. I wouldn't deal with them. Okay, well, I'll leave it to you, and you get back to me. But you know where I'm coming from, and I'm very happy to recommend you to as many people as I can talk to here, because you know you did it. Everyone helped very much, and I appreciated that. Didn't happen very quickly, by the way, but I still felt like I was looked after. Okay. With your staff, whoever I spoke to, a girl, and I would have thought that she was probably a I don't know, Balinese or somewhere. She wasn't an Australian girl, not that I've got any. Still, okay, and she was very, very good. Yeah, no, that's okay. No, I haven't. Sometimes, you know, I'm getting them wanting me to invest with them all the time, but they're you know what they're doing. But that girl, let me tell you, that I spoke to, and I spoke to her several times, was very helpful and very nice. And she probably, I don't know, but she was good. You know, she probably twigged that I was a dopey bastard, that I didn't know what I was talking about, Yeah, true. I can handle that. I can tell you that there were some things I was very, very good at. Very good. But there's a few things that I was hoping. All my girls in my office, they all used to do all my computer stuff. I didn't have a clue. So I'm dyslexic, so I can't even write a letter. So no, that's, don't be sorry. It was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. But no, I'm very computer stupid, illiterate. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I've got a couple of son-in-laws that are very, very good. So, anyway, they did a good job. But anyway, your lady that you spoke to, I'm very happy with her. Okay. I'll come back. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I will. Okay, thanks, mate. Bye.